All right, well, we are here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I am so excited, you guys. we had a break last week, and so this is really, really good. I really missed you guys. I really did. I tell you, it is very hard for me to not be able to be with you guys every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just can't do without you guys. I love you guys so much, and I miss connecting with you. I miss how me and Gina G have fun with you and all the guests that comes on, but we never, never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Today we have William Becton with us today, and we're going to be talking about his amazing song, Amazing, with William Downing. And so we're really excited about that. That is going to be a great interview. So you got to stay tuned for that. And so then we got physical fitness with Elizabeth Brooks, and we find Fitness Five. And then we have my girl, my BFF, Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. And then, of course, you know, me and Doug. Doug's going to be holding it down for us, our producer. So, you know, we got a wonderful show today. So I'm very excited about that. And so, yeah. So anyway, let's get right on with it. We have the weather. Let's get into the weather. We all know what's going on in the Bahamas and the what is it? Dorian, the hurricane that is whooping tail, man. You guys continue to pray for those in the Bahamas. Nassau had a lot of flooding. We heard I heard on the radio the interview with Bishop Neil Ellis, and he was explaining how much flooding there was in Nassau, but in all of the other areas in the Bahamas, they are brutal. They have, I mean, it's one area that doesn't even have any homes left. 9,000 homes have been smashed by the winds. And so we definitely got to keep them up in prayer, you guys. Definitely. And also in Florida, they're evacuating those areas there along the 95 area along the coast. So there is South Carolina, all the parts of Florida. And Savannah, Georgia, and those area, they're gonna have some of the residue from that. So we definitely want to keep every one of them in prayer, family and friends. We definitely want to do that. So I want to get into the weather. Let's see. In Detroit, you have mostly cloudy right now. You are 67 degrees. Very true to your temperatures, your seasons, you guys. 74 is going to be your high. And let's see, Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, there's rain all along there, and rain all day. And in London, you are 69 degrees right now. That is your high. Right now, you're waking up to 51 degrees, sunny skies tomorrow, 60, 76 degrees in Los Angeles. You are 90, your high is going to be 93 degrees today. Let's see, in Augusta, Georgia, you are 86 and sunny right now, 91 is your high. You're going to have thunderstorms tomorrow, though, so be prepared for that. Let's see, Miami, we already know, well, there's sunshine there right now, but you are 90 degrees, your high is going to be 91. Today. South Australia, you are 64 degrees and clear. You're going to be waking up to 43 degrees, and you got sunshine there. Let's see, Hawaii, you are 57 degrees. You're going to be waking up. Your high today in the morning is going to be 60. Let's see, tomorrow you're going to go all the way up to 72, but you're waking up to 56 degrees, and you got thunderstorms and showers all day long tomorrow. Let's see, Australia, you are 55 degrees right now. You're going to be waking up to 42 degrees, and you got sunshine. And Puerto Rico, you are now at 80 degrees. Your high is going to be 82 this afternoon. Tomorrow you have thunderstorms. So again, let's keep them up in prayer, you guys. It's so important that we do lift our families up over there. So important. So if you have family members or what have you there, please know that we are praying along with you in agreement for those that are dealing with that tragedy in the Bahamas. Okay, so listen, let's go into ministerial moment, and then we're gonna go listen to our sponsor before that happens. Okay, all right, we'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Okay, you guys. So my ministerial moment is we are going to really talk about how people are dealing with depression and how they're dealing with things alone. It's really, really something because we never know really what's going on in our lives. We don't really know what we're dealing with. We don't know what people are dealing with. We don't know, because even if they're smiling and things like that, we still do not have a clue about what people are going through and what they are struggling with and what they're dealing with. And a lot of people smile and, you know, they keep going on with their lives, and they're very unhappy, or they're very sad, or they're still living with dealing with disappointment. And so, you know, we really have to reach out to people. We really have to reach out to them. We have to, call on people and pray for people and listen to people and be there for people. I think that we're in such a time right now that people are just mean lately and self-absorbed, you guys. I mean, even driving through the city, you know, there's so many things that are going on, and people, you know, they're honking their horns and cussing people out because they won't let them through and all of this and that. And I'm telling you, you know, I know that people are just angry, and I don't really know what people are angry about. I don't know if it's, you know, people are not happy where they are, or if they're not satisfied with, you know, how things turned out in their life. And I really know that it is time to really reach out and start being of support for each other. And it's not so much about, you know, things or clout or things like that. And I think we've gotten so much into that with social media, and now we're able to really see everything that's going on in people's lives. And, you know, because we're posting, and of course, you know, everybody wants, you know, their life, they want to expand, you know, expose what God is doing, or they want to show his glory. And some, you know, of us, you know, want people to just see how well we're doing just because that's what we want to do. But there's people that may be affected by that. I know it's very challenging with people that may be, you know, trying to pursue a career, or, you know, they might be in a job situation, and they're not wanting to be in that job position anymore, or they might, you know, feel like they should be going to school, or they want more children, or they're going through a divorce and they see happy couples, or they might be single and they've been single for a long time. I'm telling you, it is so many people going through stuff nowadays, and they're really, really not digesting it well. They're not handling situations well. And I really just want to just say that if this is you, if I'm speaking about you, if there's someone that you know, I want you to know that I do understand, that I'm praying for you, that I want you to know that God is with you and that he has a plan for you. And I know it doesn't seem like it right now. I know it doesn't feel like it right now. I know it may seem like you're like of no importance to this world, or maybe you feel like you're not contributing anything, or maybe you're feeling unappreciated or undervalued or whatever it may be. Let me tell you something. God loves you. He loves you so much, and he is not moved by any of the things that's going on around you. He's not moved by the things that maybe you feel like you didn't do something that you should have done, or it's not too late, or maybe you feel like, you know, you haven't gotten married yet, or maybe you feel like your kids are growing up, or maybe you feel like you're getting older and things are, you know, looking very slim. It's not too late. You know, God, what could take us years to do, you know, God can do in a blink of an eye. And I have to constantly remind myself that it's what I'm dealing with. I mean, gosh, you know, It's nothing compared to what God can do, you know, and I always just say, you know, he's my strength, he's my shield and my protector, he's my provider, and he's that to you too. I mean, sometimes, you know, the enemy wants to pressure us in our thoughts and in our emotions so bad that we give up on God. You know, we were, you know, we may have given up on ourselves, but we can't ever give up on God, because you know why? He will continue to remind us all the time how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, how much he has a plan for us. And it's always in that moment that he has a door that's waiting of an opportunity, something that we've been praying about or something that he's promised us. And the devil wants us to get out of place so we don't receive it. But I know God, that he is so merciful that he's blessed me even when I didn't even deserve it. He's blessed me when I wasn't nice to myself. I didn't do right by him. He did for me. And you know, I have to think that it's not even about me. It's really not. It's really about my son. It's about, you know, folks seeing his glory. It's about him getting the glory, him getting him honoring his word, because he said that his word will return to him non-void. So I believe that the God that we love, the one that created us, the one that redeemed us through the blood of Jesus, I got to know and believe that he is not done with us yet. And I know I say this every time on air, but let me tell you, you are not by yourself. Everybody is being tested in their faith right now. But if it's a health situation, if it's financial, if it's, you know, struggling with disappointment, if it's struggling with loneliness, if it's struggling with depression or whatever it is, I'm telling you, you are not by yourself. All we have to do at this point is just hold on and just know that God is faithful. Okay. So I just wanted you to know that I'm getting ready to take a commercial break, and this has been Ministerial Moment. So I want you to know that you are blessed, honey. Know that. Get up. Rise up. I just had to say that. I just feel like God wants y'all to know to get up. Don't lay there. Don't waddle there. And just get up and know that you serve a powerful God, and he is more than able to hold you up. Just if you fall anywhere, fall into his arms, fall into his bosom. That's where you fall into. Fall into the word, fall into your prayer, fall into your worship, fall into his presence, and let him hold you tight. I'm telling you, he wants to. And I love you, but he loves you most of all. Okay. All right. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with William Beckman. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, one thrill to play all the world famous multi-platinum 69 boys. And whether you're tootsie rolling or whether you're just sitting back vibing, you're in tune to the sound of Dr. Gina's radio show. First show.
That's my boy. All right, listen, I want us to play this wonderful, beautiful song by William Beckton. I just sent it to Doug, so hopefully he can go ahead and play it before we get into our interview. How are you, William Beckman?
I am doing good, and yourself?
Well, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so glad that you're able to join Gina G and myself. So we'll be interviewing you. I am Okay. So yeah, let's get started with that, and then we'll go ahead and play it because I want everybody around the world to hear this amazing song. It's so beautiful. Tell us a little bit
Thank
about
you.
yourself. How long? Because I love Dr. Gina's radio chat because there's so many listeners on here that want to. They're inspiring singers, or they are singers, or you know. So I love for people to share their testimonies and things like that, and their stories about how they got into what they're into. How long have you been singing?
I've been in the music industry for about 25 years. Most of my following know me from the song Be Encouraged, that was a crossover success back in the 90s and catapulted me to the top of the Billboard charts. But just this is the 25th year, and it's amazing that the Lord has given me that kind of life and longevity in this industry. To be able to produce music that will encourage people, reveal the kingdom of God, and here most recently, just deal with life issues, love included. So we're excited to be one of the artists that continuing to hold that mantle up.
Oh my gosh, that is so amazing. I love that. So, you've worked with several artists. I've seen that. What were some of the memorable ones? I know you've had many. What was the most memorable artist that you worked with?
I guess probably again, the Lord has blessed me in this 25-year reign to work with many artists, legendary artists, MC Hammer, Montel Jordan, Joe Lagan, a bit of the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and but I guess MC Hammer probably would have had to be the most memorable, most probably one of the most intelligent individuals I've ever met in my life, but probably him. He will probably be there.
Wow, he was just here, actually. He was just in town. He's doing that tour that he's on now. He's doing so. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, MC Hammer is a talent, but you are too. And so this is a good thing that we were able to get you on here because I know that you are busy making music and doing things and traveling and doing whatever everything that you're doing to get your music heard and to entertain everybody that loves you so much. So tell me about your relationship with God. Like, I mean, I know you mentioned that you were blessed. How long have you been in a relationship with him?
Been walking with the Lord for about 32 years. Of course, you know, I'm a pastor. I pastor here in Charlotte. This an incredible love journey with God. If you walk with the Lord long enough, you'll go through in and out of seasons and pockets in your life. And those seasons reveal nuggets. And those nuggets are nuggets that have to be exposed in your life and then able to be transferred to others. You know, I believe leadership, you know, is summed up in three very powerful statements: knowing the way, going the way, and being able to tell someone else the way to go. So that's the sum total of my life. As I stated when you asked me the first question, this is embarking upon a new season, in that I'm expanding my career and being an established voice in the kingdom of God, both preaching and praise and worship and songs of edification. I have expanded it to deal with issues such as love, because many, as I was listening to you prior to the last break, are enduring many shifts in their life in the area of love, divorce, separation, death, and being able to navigate yourself through that and maintain a stance with your relationship with the Lord, and being able to be audible and visual with that is a challenge and a mess, and that's what I'm in the earth to do.
You know what? I'm telling you, I'm so glad that you picked up on that, and I was going to ask you because I go to Charlotte a lot. Actually, I lived in Charlotte. I lived in Matthews, actually, and my son was born in Charlotte, and I visit Charlotte a lot. I do a lot of stuff with the radio station out there, but and I have to come and visit your church the next time I'm in town. I just feel
Well,
like, and I go ahead.
I won't call the station on your show, but you're probably listening to me on the radio on the weekend because I do the radio station. I will not call that name, But you have to do that.
No, you're fine to do that. You can do that here. This is internet. We're in no competition with syndication because we're on internet.
Yes, I understand. Well, I do the gospel show on Praise 100.9 Radio 1 here on in Charlotte every Saturday and Sunday. So I'm the voice that you hear. If you're getting out of the church, I pre-recorded, so I shouldn't have said that. But I'm the voice of the people.
So this is the thing. So many people are going through so much like we were saying before. And, what I'm finding out is so many people are turning to other means of relief, and that's the thing that breaks my heart is that people are, I think they're growing weary. And I wanted to know, what can you tell the person, these people, that may be feeling like, I'm just so tired of the wait. I've waited. I know I wiggled in the wait. I know that, I complained a few times in the wait, but I still waited and I still prayed and I still fasted and I still did X, Y, and Z. What do you tell those people that have just, they are slipping away from God, but he's still there with them? What would you tell them? Because some people are picking up other things, maybe drinking, maybe it's like getting in relationships that they know God wouldn't want them to get in, I think that people are just picking up other things. What would you minister to them?
This is a pruning time. This is a pruning season. This is a time where what it really is what will be revealed. What you really have, the authenticity of what you have, will be exposed during this time. So if your relationship is authentic, and I'm not just talking about your relationship with your spouse or whatever, I'm talking about your relationship with the Lord as well, the authenticity of it will come through. How do you ascertain what is authentic or not? Fire tests everything. In heat, things are perfected. So in this time, it's a very hot season. What people are realizing, even as it relates to their relationship with God and their church connections, they're realizing that what they thought was authentic might not have been authentic because in the heat, it is burning away. But fire only purifies. So when you go through hot situations, when you cook food, what do? You put it in the oven. And the heat does what? It burns away impurities so that it's able to be consumed. So in this time, where people are struggling with so many things and reverting back, we're in a seeker-friendly culture. And that's just not the authentic. When you go through hot things, seasons, it ought to perfect something. It ought to burn away what's not real so that what's pure can come forth. So what I would tell people is to find yourself, number one, a Bible-believing, preaching, teaching, and practicing church and or man or woman of God who can speak into your life, who's been through some of the things that you've gone through. See, we live in a time where eloquence breeds, eloquence is waxing familiar. So people attach themselves to what's eloquent or what looks good, but you have to attach yourself to something that's time-tested and proven.
Okay, so I'm just asking for those that may feel like, because everything you're saying is true, and I've ministered that myself many times to people, but you find yourself, some people say, well, I thought it was authentic, I thought I was sincere, I thought I did really love and trust God, I really did. And nobody could foresee the storm coming, or nobody could foresee that heat coming. And, you think you okay, and okay, you've been able to overcome some things, and you can testify to it that, I went through this thing and God brought me through. But then they find themselves in places that are shocking to themselves, and I think a lot of times they feel guilty to the point they just stay there. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just knowing God is sovereign and he's loving and he's forgiving. And I think a lot of times people do put a lot of emphasis on human beings, and they find out their pastors, are struggling with stuff and they did things or said things or whatever. And then that pulls them back even the more. So how, what about that, those people that just are shocked that they're where they are right now? They had no idea that they didn't trust him the way they thought they did.
I understand, you know, and my response is the same, but I'll cut a little deeper into that. Paul talked about that a lot in the book of Corinthians. He talked about eloquent speaking, and he talked about demonstration. And he told the Corinthian church, he said, listen, I'm not coming to you with eloquence of speech. I'm coming to you with power and demonstration. I believe that in this time, the authentic things are being revealed because, I put it this way, when you go to fight a battle, do you want to go into battle with someone whose skin is pure and clean, there are no cuts, there are no bruises, there are no wounds that have healed? No, you want to go into battle with someone who's been tested. You can see the mark. You can see that they've been through something and they have overcome. Not someone that's just telling you and eloquent and very not transparent. I want to be able to be beside someone in a storm who's been in a storm before and say, son, come on, I know it's rough right now, but you can get through this. Or someone that, if I'm going astray, that's willing to go in and snatch me out of some things. We are lacking that in this time. We are lacking that in this season. We are lacking the authentic giftings that will not allow you. See, when I was growing up, there were folk that wouldn't allow you to go. They would go get you. They would get out of here.
Yeah.
We don't have that right now. We don't have enough of that right now.
Yeah, I get it. I want to go ahead and play the song that you have that's called Incredible. We're going to play a few minutes of that. Gina G, is she with us? Okay, well, let's go ahead and play that, Doug, so we can give a taste of William Beckman. He is amazing psalmist for the Lord, for the kingdom of God. Let's hear this.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encouraged. Let him know that you encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Be encouraged. I just felt like that was so on time.
I love that song.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes. Yeah, so, Gina, did you have anything from William Beckman?
I just want to tell William Beckman that that song has gotten me through so many nights, so many weeping at nights. I just really want to thank you for using God's gift the way he wants you to use it. I just want to say thank you. I don't have a lot of questions. Just thank you, because I'm telling you, that's my jam. I almost started crying now.
Me too.
Praise God.
I just felt like I felt led to play that. Well, listen, we got to come and join you on your show one day, William Beckman, and see you.
We love it.
And let the Lord use you on that pulpit. We're going to come to Charlotte and visit your ministry. Tell everybody where the church is, the name of the church, and also your show and the station, because, you know, you got Google Play and Alexa. So tell everybody we're in the app so they can tune in and listen to you.
You know, this is where you really could tell that I'm Generation X and not a millennial. I am just the worst when it comes to social media. But it's Praise 100.9, Radio 1, Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm on air on every Saturday from 10 to 2, Sunday from 10 to 2. So when you get out of church, in Charlotte, we are the only 24-hour gospel station. And you turn on the radio, it's going to be Mr. B. Encouraged pumping the gospel to you, playing music that's real, righteous, and relevant. You can always reach me on the internet. Beckhoven, I forget the address for all my social media accounts, but Googling William Beckman keeps you in line with everything. I'm the worst when it comes to social media. But I do want to let my fans know that there's new music coming out next month. As you know, I collaborated with a love song with Will Downing called Amazing that is doing wonderfully well. And that is going to be released along with some collabs with my good friend Glenn Jones and Mason. So we've got a lot of things coming down the pipeline, as well as the new worship record, Broken 3, that's coming. So God is doing good things, and we're excited. And I thank you all for having me on and taking the time to let me tell a little bit of my story.
Oh, well, I love it. I love it. I love it. So we are going to look forward to all of that, because we love that. We love it so much. So is there anything else that you want to say?
That is it. I want everyone to be encouraged always.
Oh, great. I love it. So tell everybody again what your social media is. I know you say you're not good at it, but tell them anyway, because I want to make sure they get and follow you.
I told the truth. I don't really know the names. I mean, I don't know the address. I know that's so bad, but I am on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
They can Google you. They can Google your name, and then they can go ahead and look, and they'll have it located there. That's how they do.
Absolutely. I mean, I am the worst when it comes to that. I got to do better with that, y'all.
Well, anyway, they love you anyway. Keep birthing out those songs. Keep birthing out everything that you do. This is amazing. I'm just so glad that we were able to have you on here. And I'm so glad that we were just able to be blessed by what the encouraging words that God has given you. It's just a great thing. So thank you so much for joining us again.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. All right. That was so great.
MC Hammer. Oh my
God. He's worked with everybody, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh my God. I love it. When he said MC Hammer, I almost lost it. I said, not please, Hammer, don't hurt.
I know. It's so good. So let's go ahead and get Elizabeth Brooks.
Okay.
Hey, you guys.
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you all doing?
Hey, fantastic.
Listen, I just finished teaching a class, and I am high energy right now. I have a great conversation that I want to have with you all, and today I wanted to talk about healthy hips.
Okay.
So
healthy hips.
That's right. We use our hips for a lot of stuff, you guys, okay? So I really want to talk about those hips. Today, the hips are such a major weight-bearing joint in our body, and our hips are responsible for so many functional activities, including walking, obviously, running, sitting, standing, obviously, climbing stairs. Every mobility exercise we do with our bodies involves the hips. And so I really wanted to spend a little bit of time talking to you all about how to keep your hips healthy and sound. Keeping hips strong can really help you avoid pain and help you stay active. A lot of times when we think about the hips, we think about that joint, the particular joint itself, and I do want you all to concentrate on that today, but there are so many organs and ligaments and nerves that connect through the hip, up through the spinal cord, all the way down the leg. So keeping your hips healthy will really help keep your entire back and body healthy. Our hips also not only need to be strengthened with exercises, but they need to be stretched, everybody. I think, with all the running and exercise going on that some people are doing, we've been kind of mindful of stretching those quads, and we stretch our hamstrings, and those are good things. I don't want you to stop that. But I want you all, I want to put a word out for the hips. don't forget to include a hip stretch after you've done your cardio, particularly if you've been on, whether it's stationary cardio like the elliptical or spin class, or whether you're going out for your walks or your runs. Keep those stretches going on with the hips. And here are just a couple of exercises. And, it, you know, obviously this is radio, so what I want you to do is go on YouTube and look up the names that I give you, and you can see stretches and strengthening exercises for the hips. But this particular exercise, hip bridges. Gina, you know I love doing those in my class. I do those almost every time I do class. Hip bridges are great for your hips, and they're great for your lower back. And of course, you do those lying down on your back. Look it up. It's a pretty common exercise for the hips, including step-ups, doing those single leg movement patterns, and focusing on the strength of each side of your hip independently is really, really important. And then that big, big, massive compound exercise, the squat. That is a great exercise for the hips, everybody. We can't leave squats out. They're great for hip mobility, and they will help support all your walking, running, swimming, whatever you do with your hips. Women in particular, and I want to just kind of draw some attention to the hips for women, because women in particular need to care for our hips, because our hips include our pelvis and our reproductive organs. Women, in fact, have a massive amount of blood that flows throughout the hip area because we have because our reproductive organs are located in the hips. And so I find that oftentimes when I talk to women who are in those childbearing years and they're working on, trying to have a baby and stuff, if you're doing a lot of sedentary activity, remember your blood is pooling in your hips and you're not really keeping that blood, and you want to try to keep that blood, oxygenated blood, flowing through the hips for your reproductive organs. Remember, blood is life. Life has that oxygen in it. That blood has that oxygen in it that's going to keep your reproductive organs and your hips healthy and strong. Exercise can really also, ladies, help you keep down fibroids and other pelvic diseases to help really help maintain blood flow and oxygen in the hips. So our hips are serious business, everybody. Not only women, but men too. You need to work those hips, and don't forget about those exercises that I named earlier, whether that be the hip bridges, your squat, or movement patterns like step-ups, you know, holding weight or even without weight. These things are really going to help keep our hips strong. And then don't forget those stretches, okay, for your hips as well. And if you can't think of any, just type in your YouTube, you know, stretches for the hips, and you'll get tons and tons and tons of examples of things to do, okay? So healthy hips. This is, you know, our conversation for the month, everybody. Keep those hips healthy.
Healthy hips. Healthy hips, Miss Elizabeth Brooks. Thanks. I know when women are pregnant, you know what, they really have a lot of trouble with the hips and stuff. So that is a really good message to send out, and people to
That's
Google.
Right.
Hip exercises, because when you're pregnant, you don't realize how much you're carrying in your hips.
That's right. And our hips are designed to do all that weight load, so we need to take care of them.
Yes, we do. Miss Elizabeth, let them know where they can find you, honey, where they can follow you and get all this fitness.
Okay, so remember, my website is www.thinkingcorrectly.com, and or you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. I love you guys. Take care of yourself.
Love you, Miss Brooks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
We are going to move on. I just love when she comes on here and gives me fitness tips, because I'm telling you, I may not take all the tips, but I take one or two of them that she throws out there, and I appreciate it. Lord, have mercy. Okay, so we are going to move on, and Miss Gina, our friends, I need my theme song, please. We are going to move into Gina G with the trending tea. Can I get my music? Hello, I need Gina G with the trending tea. Gina G with the trending tea. Hey, well, I'm going to do my own music today, because I got that trending tea for you guys. Oh, my God, it is so much going on. But first, I have to send out thoughts and prayers. Right now, we got Hurricane Dorian. Dorian is lazy. If you have been following this hurricane, then you will know that Dorian is a lazy little hurricane, but he is very evil. He's only been going about 1 mile per hour. He'll pick up gust winds every so often, but he has hit the Bahamas, which the Bahamas is so dear to my heart. It's a place that I go quite often, actually, this year, doing cruise ships and everything. So to meet the people of Freeport and Nassau, Bahamas, and now to know that things have just been, like, their whole, I mean, it's washed away. So prayers are going out to the Bohemians. If you can do any donations, anything that you can do to help, that would be great for the Bahamas, you guys. Make sure you send that on. And also we had, I mean, a lot's been going on now. We didn't have the MTV Awards. I think I spoke about it. But I just want to give a shout-out to Missy Elliott again because she has dedicated all of her proceeds to her new album that comes out. All right. And I am going to bring to you guys also the news. Of course, you know we have the candidate. We have the Democratic race that is going to be going on this week. So you guys make sure you tune in to see the debate. I mean, we got a long haul, people, here in America. Please continue to pray for us. We need your help. We need your prayers. We're trying to get Trump out of office. And at this point, it's not anybody is better than Trump. We have to make sure we pick the right candidate. Everyone just keeps saying, oh, anybody other than Trump. And that's not how we do it, you guys. We have to get out and vote, and we have to make our vote count. So let's make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys heard about the shooting. We've had another mass shooting. This one happened in Texas again. We had a gentleman hijack a mail truck. He got pulled over by the police. He shot at the police officer that came to his car. Then he decided to hijack a mail truck and start killing random people. So we have, it's been reported, 6 dead on that shooting. We also have had a gunman. The gunman was killed. I'm sorry. The gunman was killed. The police killed the gunman, but it's all over social media. There's a video that's really uneasy to watch if you want to go on CNN's breaking news to give that report. But it's just, it's so sad, these mass shootings in America, you guys. We have to get these gun laws in control. It's just, to have 56 people die of mass shootings in the last 3 months is ridiculous. So please continue to pray for our country. Please continue to pray that we can get these gun laws under control. I watched The View yesterday, which is a talk show that comes on with Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, you guys got to know what The View is. And I like that show because they're in heavy conversation about these things. And those ladies may not always agree, but they respect one another. And so if you ever want to get any information, politics, you can definitely watch The View. It is such a good show. Also, we have Rosa Parks and Sally Ride. They're getting their very own Barbie dolls. I'm so excited for this Black Girl Magic. If you don't know who Rosa Parks is or Sally Ride, I'm going to need you to dust off that history book and get into it. You understand? If Sally Ride is the one that you probably don't know, but she is the first Black African-American astronaut. And they're getting Barbie dolls, you guys. I'm so excited about this, not only for women of color or girls of color, just the fact that Barbie can be something else. We've dealt with Barbie and her pink Corvette and Ken. You know, and she tried to be a veterinarian and everything else, but to actually see Mattel come through and give us these, you know, beautiful Black women iconic figures to make Barbie dolls out of, I'm just so ecstatic over it. So there's a lot going on, Gina. We have a 9-year-old who's a double amputee. She walked the runway in New York Fashion Week. I'm just letting you guys know, it is the year of the ladies. We have just been taking over everything. I'm so glad the Popeye's chicken sandwich is sold out. I'm so glad that is over with.
I did get one. Did you get one?
Story. Oh, no, I did not, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay. I feel like I'm one of the few people that just does not have a cell phone or something, like, because I'm just the oddball that did not have a chicken sandwich. But I'm so glad it's over. But I am happy about that team that stood in line all day to get people to register to vote who were in line for the chicken sandwich. And, I mean, I know everybody wants to make it a cultural thing and Black folks, you know, everybody wants to be woke, but it's just a chicken sandwich, y'all. It's just a chicken sandwich. It's,
yeah, people are fighting.
You know, some bread. But people are going crazy over this chicken sandwich, and not only over the chicken sandwich, just the fact that
they feel like black people should not be happy about the gender balance. I don't know. But black, white, Asian, I don't care what you is. I heard the chicken sandwich is off the chain. But I am glad they gone because everybody keeps holding up traffic because y'all in line to get this chicken sandwich.
Well, so amen and amen. Well, this was an amazing show, you guys. Thank you so much for the Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. What she say? She got the Trinity. Gina G. All right. So
let me sing my own theme song today.
Well, listen, you guys, today was an amazing show. I want to, first of all, I pronounced Pastor William Becton's name wrong. It's Becton, B-E-C-T-O-N. It's not Beckman. So I truly apologize for getting that name wrong. You guys that know him know that I was saying the name wrong and nobody said nothing to me. So anyway, I am so sorry for that, but he was amazing. He was amazing. I'm so glad he came on, and I'm so glad that we were able to bless the people with some encouragement and some words of wisdom and just some love, you guys. It's just so important that we love on each other and just encourage one another. And he said it so eloquently, and I'm so glad, and so glad that he was able to come on. And he's going to come back when his song comes on, and we're going to hear his new song with William Downing. Amazing. But that be encouraged. It's like God just worked that thing out because of what we was talking about, you know?
Ronnie, we say no matter what's going on,
no matter what is going on, be encouraged. So, yeah, that was great. And Elizabeth Brooks, always amazing. And Gina G, always amazing. So, yes, go and follow William Becton. And you guys go and listen to Amazing. I think you can Google it. I know you can Google all of his songs. And I just thank him for being on. All right. Well, listen, this was an amazing show. Do you have anything you want to say, Gina?
Let me see what I want to say. I think what I want to say is, you know what, I do want to say something. I want to say, start now. I don't know who needs to hear that. I might need to hear it myself, but it's something telling me to just let y'all know to start now. Whatever it may be, your business, your workout plan, your hair, whatever it is, start now. I don't care if it's a little baby step. Just know that that step is helping you move forward. So for everybody listening, what she said? Yeah, I said it. Go on and get started. Stop playing with yourself, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, okay, that this year is almost over. I'm letting you know right now, summer is over. We're getting ready to do the Halloween and the Thanksgiving, then the Christmas. You're going to look up, it's going to be 2020. And you said, man, I should have started it. I could be halfway through by now. So go ahead and just get started. That's what I want to say, because something on my heart, Gina, something on my heart.
Get started. And we'll be praying for Sean's family. Again, a terrible loss, for his wife and his kids. We really want to lift them up. That was just terrible loss.
Kevin Hart got into a car accident Sunday night. And honey, right now he's in recovery. Him and the driver have serious injuries. Kevin Hart has serious back injuries. So we got to lift prayers up to my fellow comedian Kevin Hart and his family. No one was drinking, but, I mean, it was a horrific accident. If you go on CNN or if you go on Instagram on The Shade Room, you will see the pictures of the car. And, I mean, it's just miraculous that any of those people survive. So we got to send our love and prayers to Kevin Hart.
Also to Kevin Hart. Yeah, these car accidents, man. Be careful, you guys, please. All right. This show was good, and it was sobering, though. I think this was a sobering, and sometimes we need that. You know, we need some sobriety. Yeah. Words of wisdom and encouragement and just really some thought-provoking moments. So I hope that this gave you some thought. I hope that you, from fitness to emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, I pray that you have been encouraged today. All right? Well, you guys, this has been us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, the two Ginas. You never know who's going to be joining us live next week on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So stay tuned. We are loving you. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio Chat.